Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, here we are. It's Friday. Mm-hmm. And we want to encourage you this morning. We want to be able to share with you some things that are going on, but also to encourage you from the Word of God and, you know, what God is laying on our heart to be able to share with you. Yesterday, you know, we were talking about, you know, how do we deal with the things that are taking place in society, in America? And there's a couple approaches. One is a religious approach. You know, one's a religious approach where, you know, we just tell people to act right. Mm-hmm. While we're not, you know. And then there's another approach. That's what the Pharisees were doing, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Jesus walked by, you know, and they weren't letting him in the building, by the way. I mean, he did try, you know, and then they threw him out because they were jealous of him. Anyway, so he's walking by the dirt road, down the dirt road with the sandals on, his sandal Reeboks. And and man, I got so carried away. Help me. Where am I?
Where am I going?
Where am I? And so.
Religion.
Yeah, religion. Thank you. Pharisees. And then the very ones, you know, that were saying they were speaking for God. Mm-hmm. And they were the ones preaching out of the Torah and the Bible and all that. They were the wrong ones.
Imagine that.
They were the wrong ones. And they were telling, including Jesus, God in the flesh, that he was wrong. And then he looks at them and he says, you whitewashed tombs. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, I'm not making this up. I am not making
it. It's in there.
And the King James is whitewasheth tombs. But, you know, either version, you know, is, or the GIV is, dude, you're dead. You just got green paint on the outside, but it's dead on the inside. That, you know, he says it's the inside of the cup. Mm-hmm. And if a religious response to what's going on is for us to say, hey, paint your cup up. You know, you just need some better paint on your tomb. Mm-hmm. You know, if you guys just act better, and it's a failed attempt, by the way. I mean, if you haven't tried it yet, if you ever just get these good plans, you know, it's like, you know, this is going to be my most righteous week. That's what Paul said. Paul said it, and he was right. He wrote about it even. You know, he said, you know, I got some good plans. You know, this is going to be a 41 day fast.
Right.
41 minutes later is like, he's like, did you hear the food talking to me? I think I heard from the Lord. What do you say? Eat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just can't do it. It's impossible to do it. And if it's impossible to do it for us who are believers outside of the power empowerment of God, and it has to be a transformation from the inside out, it's a circumcised heart, not a circumcised flesh, that how can we point as society mm-hmm. and say, don't you see the laws? The law says this. And so then they counteract that by saying, well, you need to change the laws because this is what we're doing. And everybody's talking, it's an outside of the cup argument.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's like, by the way, we're not going to win that one. And the world's not going to win it because God is after a man's heart. And when you look, it just looks like to me a whole bunch of broken china. You know, it looks like I'm thinking this is not good. First of all, there's nothing more irritating than an outside of the cup argument. You know, look how well painted my whitewashed tomb is. It's like,
well, it looks so good. You know, I remember when I was working with the youth, one time I had two cups to show them this concept, and I was trying to get them to drink out of one of these two cups, and they were all trying to get to this cup, because real fancy cups, and one of the cups had something in it to drink, and the other cup was filled with worms and dirt and just all kind of critters, but they couldn't see it because all they saw was the outside of the cup. And it's like, it all looks the same on the outside. It's just a facade, but it's not real. And God doesn't look at the facade. He's so way up looking down. All he sees is what's on the inside, never looks at the outside of the cup. All he's concerned is the inside.
And that's what confuses a lot of people, because normally the ones who look the best on the outside are the worst on the inside. And the ones who look the best on the inside, on the natural sense, they look the worst on the outside.
Wow.
And it really confuses the people, because somebody says, well, how in the world, you know, could you really have God if you're meeting up under a tree in, you know, Tiberias? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How can how can this be God? I mean, how could God be moving if all you have is a saw blade for music, you know, in Nigeria? And I'm talking about, I'm really.
It's
they
true.
Have a saw blade it's and true. They beat on the blades. The different makes different sounds. Mm-hmm. You remember when you were in the carpentry business?
Oh, yeah.
Strumming away.
Strumming away. And as a matter of fact, he knew how to put his finger on the carpeting business. How many put his finger right?
Anyway, right, so, on it.
Right on it. Right. And then he picked it up and went to the hospital and put it back on again. Right?
That's right.
I'm telling you, it's pointing all which way in the studio today. So I just want to get you.
That's right.
Talk about my shirt. No, I'm joking. Not. And so, but, you know, I mean, think about it. There's nothing more. I mean, it's just, and everybody quietly, when they hear a whitewashed tomb argument or an outside cup argument who are authentic, they just get real quiet because they're thinking, I was like, my outsides, I'm telling you what, because my inside's so bad, I know there's no way I can get my outside to line up.
Yeah.
But then you have this person that looks like, you know, they're struggling financially. Maybe they're struggling in relationships. Maybe they're struggling. And you find out if you go to the core of it, is it's actually everything's struggling with them. They're not struggling with it. Mm-hmm. Because they're following God and their environment around them is not following God. And it's like oil and water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you have the outside of the cup, argument, then people would say, how could this lady who put two copper coins in the offering, how could she be more righteous than these guys who just, you know, I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is going, this woman's awesome.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Look, she's given more than all of you. You know, the Pharisees are going like, go count that. There's something wrong here. Because I know I looked at everybody's stuff and I gave more than anybody else. As a matter, I told everybody, I'm more godly and I'm more right because I have more political friends and I give more money. I make sure when I give money that it's written on their website so they can see that this wing of this idea was purchased by me. You know, that kind of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. You remember when we were on the plane and going to Israel?
Yeah.
And a particular person stood up to turn towards the temple to pray.
Yep.
And of course, he put on his prayer cloth. He stood up and, you know, he has a phylactery box on and all that. Mm-hmm. And he looked at us in the plane. And it was like, you peasants. You heathen.
Right.
I mean, really dead. You know, really dead. And we were like, whoa, we felt it, didn't we? It's amazing, wasn't it? It was totally amazing. It's like, wow.
Amazing.
But it happens every day. Mm-hmm. It happens every day. It maybe happened covertly. You know, flattery is what somebody says to your face they wouldn't say behind your back. Mm-hmm. And
gossip.
Gossip is something they say behind your back they wouldn't say to your face.
Right.
So most of the stuff in America, the way it's done in that kind of format. You know what I'm saying? But all you just ask the people around that person. And they'll tell you, oh yeah, that's how they pray.
Yeah.
That's how they give. And understand this. Listen, it's not about the outside of the cup. And I want to encourage you this morning, you know, that, you know, start working on your heart. You know, ask God, say, here's my heart. You know, my flesh is a mess. Mm-hmm. My soul is all over the place, which is what you think, what you want, and what you feel. And it's okay. It's okay to go, you know, I'm thinking the wrong things, I'm feeling the wrong things, I'm wanting the wrong things in my soul, but my spirit man wants you, God. I want you. And so you just offer your body as a living sacrifice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is a living victim, by the way. Somebody says, I just feel like a victim. I feel like a victim. I look, I go, oh, that's so wonderful. Things are working out really well. How are you responding to being victimized? Not well. Right. Okay, we'll work on that part.
Right.
And he says that be transformed by the renewing of your soul, your mind. What you want, what you think, and what you feel. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be able to know what God's perfect will is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an inside out thing. And you'll be really surprised if you quit trying to work from the outside in and quit hanging with people who are just whitewashed tombs. I mean, Jesus, people go, you know, Jesus wouldn't say that. That's where I got it from. It was the red letters, you know. If you read the Bible, it's Jesus is talking to the whitewashed, you know. He says, Listen, you go all the way across the oceans to evangelize,
right?
You know, to win somebody to the kingdom. You bring them back. You put more burdens on them that they can't even bear. You don't even lift a finger to help them, and you don't even let them into the very kingdom that they're seeking, and you make them twice as much a son of hell as you are.
Wow.
Unquote. Paraphrase. Right? Is it not?
That's right.
Yeah.
And we got to understand, we cannot, we got to be careful that if we focus people on the outside of the cup, now the, if the outside, the outside, the things that I'm presently doing on the outside started on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I got a journey to go. I have a ways to go. I'm trying to work my way, you know, to Pat's ability to do this. He was raining so much here today when he walked in. He was walking on top of the mud puddles when he's coming in.
Really?
One of them just parted, you know, and he walked through the mud, but it was on dry ground.
Right.
No, I'm just joking with you. He must try them. Nothing parted. He's wet. Nope. But what you're seeing, this is what concerns me about America. I'm really down to my depths of my spirit and soul and disturbed. I mean, they're aggressively. This is a spirit in the land. It's an aggressive spirit to rip Jesus from our very culture, to just rip him and molest the church from everything that it is about, and the church sleeps. Mm. I mean, it's like trying to, I could just feel it in my spirit. They're just trying to rip, you know, Jesus out of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, outcome-based education, you know, all these, you know, just, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But the church sleeps. And then if we do say something, it's like we're having an outside-the-cup argument, which we're going to lose because they're looking at our hearts. They're looking at our fruit. Mm-hmm. And fruit comes from the heart. You know, we were known by our fruit, you know, not by, you know what we say. Mm-hmm. We're known by what we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you this morning. It's going to be a lot easier for you if you don't listen to all that and just allow God to begin to work on your heart. Lay your heart out. Say, God, here's my heart. You know, it's deceitful above all things, and only you know my heart, and you'll test my heart. But I want to give it to you, and I pray for the grace to walk through these times of testing of my faith.
Right.
And I believe, Lord, that as I get into your word and I abide with you, and if you don't know, if you need a good idea or how to abide with God, you can go right now. We have it for you, a way to do it, at iabide.org. Just go there, get a simple, request a simple plan, it'll come to you immediately. Even a simple little video, it's step-by-step how to do something so simple you could do it with a crayon.
Yeah.
And right. God will show up, and God will begin to transform you, fundamentally transform you from the inside out. And then you'll be just as shocked when you're looking at these outside of the cup whitewashed tomb arguments. Mm-hmm. And right. Statistics say that we're a mess right now. Statistics right. say that the church is a mess, and we can't point our fingers. And that's what we talked about yesterday. But we can fight, but we fight this way, by doing what's right.
Right.
Long enough, believing that God will reward us as we do. That was the pilgrims, right?
That's right.
They believed if they did what was right long enough, God would respond, which means put no time frames on it. This is my life. This is how I live, you know, flaws and all, but I'm going to live for God.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, and then God will begin to transform me. He'll begin to transform those around me. He'll begin to transform my nation. The best fight that we can fight in America right now is for the church to repent.
All right.
To get back into our constitution, which is the Bible,
right?
Begin to embrace it, even if we have to set aside traditions that conflict his traditions, or philosophies, these good ideas, these little books and stuff, and just say, you know what? I just want God. Everything's got to go. I got to have God. And you'll really enjoy your walk with God when you realize you're already, you know, like Steve was saying the other day on VFN Radio, he was saying, he said, I found out, you know, he's wanting an island.
Yeah, right.
You know, I can see the picture of the island on his mirror right there. I'm going to get an island.
Like,
I see the island.
List. I'd like to know what's on that list.
Well, I actually wanted to take him to one of these little small 4-foot islands down here.
Yeah, right.
I want to get a picture. I was like, there's your island, man. There's your island. Good morning, Steve. But yeah, I thought it was so cool, you know, because I know where he's coming from, because that, you know, prior to me meeting God, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, I was I was like the self-help book type person. You know, I was standing there with John. I mean, he worked on the books on the lower shelf, and I got the books on the higher shelf, and we just read all these books,
one
right?
Of the country, right?
Huh?
One of, You wanted the island. You wanted the country.
I didn't want a country. I like the idea of having, you know, working hard.
Yeah.
And you know, what do you need to do what you need to do?
Yeah.
You know, so many people, you know, some people, you know, think about making things happen. Some people make things happen, but most people just wonder what happened.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that just amazes me. It's like, you know, you're going to spend your whole life, you're going to wake up in about a decade or two and you're going to regret wasting this opportunity that you had to be able to live this gift called life for God, mm-hmm. you know, and you're going to have two regrets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to everybody, that if you didn't live, do what was right in the context of that, everybody has two regrets on their deathbed. You know, I wish I would have done more for my family because I'm about to leave them. And I wish I would have done more for God because I'm about to see him in a few moments. Mm-hmm. Think about that. A few moments. Which, first of all, as a believer, you know, it's very, very exciting. I was just listening to somebody say, you know, I don't know, you know, men have, you know, issues with this and men have issues with that. Shocker. And and there's a lady responding back and she said, well, I didn't realize men carried such stress. Yeah. And he says, yeah, men fear death, you know, the dying. And she says, well, you just need to get right with Jesus. And that's so true. I mean, we should not fear death.
Right.
Understand this. If you were to die at this one moment, I mean, if you're not like a Pharisee,
right.
You know, the whitewashed tomb is not going to get you nowhere. But if you actually experience the tomb of Jesus, which is empty, you know, that's going to get you somewhere.
That's right.
And by the way, you know, Pat and I, when we went to Israel, we went and looked in the tomb,
mm-hmm.
right where Jesus was being laid, they believe.
Right.
Did I just hear you in some part of our hour-long conversation? I believe. And he wasn't there.
Yeah.
He wasn't there, and it had a sign on the outside say he's risen.
He's risen.
But think about it. You know, David Wilkerson, an awesome man of God, authentic, real. I mean, his story, he wrote The Cross and the Switchblade. Mm-hmm. He started Teen Challenge. He just has a passion for, you know, God and just vibrated with the heart of God, wanting to see a society turn. And he was driving down the road in Texas, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, he's in an accident, mm-hmm. and a truck hits him or vice versa. And instantly, David Wilkerson was probably knocked right out of that body,
mm-hmm.
and instantly showed up in the presence of God.
Wow.
It's the most exciting thing. It just blows me away to hear people say they're scared of death.
Right.
I don't understand. If the only way that we would fear death, if we had not had the surety that we know Jesus Christ is Lord, if you want to get over the fear of death, and listen, we're about to get into a season in America that you got to come to grips with the reality mm-hmm. of it's appointed once to die.
That's right.
And then you're instantly in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, you need to be absent from the bodies, be present with the Lord. That face that, and when you face that, you realize, just like everybody does that's facing that, they go, I'm fixing to see God. So mm-hmm. get right now with God.
Mm-hmm.
You live for God now. Mm-hmm. You know, go to meetmyfather.org and find out, you know, some of our stories, and it'll walk you through exactly how you can meet the Lord. But you can just right now cry out and say, God, I don't want to have a fear of death. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of worrying about something taking me out. I want to just celebrate the moment that I'm going to go to be with you. I'm going to tell my friends around me, you don't pray me out of a cave because I'm going to be in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
Lazarus. Can you imagine Lazarus? He's like, Lord, send him back. And all of a sudden he comes back into his body and they give him a mortgage payment or something. It's like, dude, yeah. I was in heaven.
Right.
Yeah. I was in heaven.
Teresa says, don't wear black at my funeral. Make sure everybody's in white. Yeah. Celebration. Don't you wear no black.
Right,
everybody
right.
dressed in white.
Right. And you can even go to the VFN Torch and listen to Don Piper. And Don Piper, 90 Minutes in Heaven. Just type in 90 Minutes in Heaven, the VFN Torch. You get to it at VFNTV.com and click on the torch.
Mm-hmm.
That and hear him explain what heaven's like. I mean, heaven mm-hmm. is so awesome that, you know, of all the things he saw, I'm not going to go into all the details, but the sound of heaven.
Hmm.
The sound of heaven, just the sound of heaven, because he never, you know, they were walking him towards the gates of heaven, which is beautiful. You got to hear it. And, you know, and it was just so beautiful. It was real bright, but it wasn't offensive light, you know, where it kind of makes you squint, but it was just pure white, like an operating room bright. And, but he said he could hear thousands of people, you know, obviously inside of the gates of heaven, and they were all singing different songs at the same time.
Wow.
And he could hear each of them individually. None of them, there's no confusion.
Wow.
And it's this roar of worship. And over the people were angels that were hovering, and they were so close that the brush of the wings were brushing each other over the people, which is basically fanning the praise. Because if you think about it, it had to push the praise towards God.
Wow.
And he said, so you could hear the brush of the wings, and then you could hear the individually the songs being sung, and it was so beautiful. And he said the sound would just travel through your body. He said it was the most euphoric type feeling, you know. And you're scared to go to die. Life's too good for you. You know, can you imagine, you know, somebody in, you know, in India, in Nepal, you know, saying, I don't know if I don't, you know, think about it. And we're all going to be there together, and we're all in the same family. And awesome. All the nations will be gathered before him. Beautiful. And we'll be singing our songs, and we'll all understand them. And he said, so he comes back into his body, long story short, 90 minutes later. And he tells his whole story, and at the end he talks about times of depression, and because he says the biggest thing I miss, because that's that longing feeling for heaven, to be with God, but that's what we should be. We should have this longing to be with God, not a white picket fence and a raise.
Right.
You know, this life is, you know, and so he said that, but I just miss heaven. And he said, but all the things I miss about it is the sound of heaven. Our God is so awesome. He is so awesome that he has prepared a place for those who are his. And if he's gone to prepare a place for those who are his, he's coming back for us. And if you were to die before he comes back, listen, you win. You're in the presence of God. This is the only thing we're going to do. We want to be able to do something that brings him glory before we get there, because we'll spend eternity going, man, I wasted that vapor called life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to be fruitful for him. I want to be able to offer him something. If he's doing all of that for me, if he's preparing all of that for me, for you, think about it. Let's do something for him. Let's do something. Let's be fruitful for him. Let's give him glory by us going out and not doing the great suggestion, but doing the great expectation of God, is to go into all the world and tell them about this awesome Jesus, this King of Kings, and be able to say, you know what? He loves you. He's preparing a place for you. You have to choose to go there, but why would you not choose to go there? Don't fear death. Celebrate it. Realize to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But if you don't know God, you need to pray that you have more life than sin. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.